Conditions apply.
11.5 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Thursday morning. And Sean Fouchier from PSG Wealth and Insure is back in the house. Good morning, Sean. Nice to see you again.
Good morning, Dave. Thank you very much.
And getting straight to the heart of the matter, you are an expert when it comes to preserving and protecting one's nest egg, looking after people's financial affairs, generally matters of probate, etc., etc. This is your field of expertise, and you're in to give us a bit more as to how anyone listening to this might benefit from your expertise in the matter.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. So I think the noun that you left out was growth as well. So we try and grow assets as opposed to just preserving them. It depends on the stage of life, which I'll get to. But what we try to do, or what I try to do, is to become the trusted advisor to a client. And that's a long-term objective. It's not 1 year, 2 year investment. It's normally, some of my clients have been with me for 25 years or so. So it's trusted advisor, professional handholder, if you want to call it that, counselor, in terms of investments and finances.
And it's so important. The word trust is so important, is particularly when it comes to these, because if you get it wrong, there is no coming back.
No, correct, Dave. So the trust, it does take time. So the important part for me at the beginning is to listen to clients or potential clients as to what they need. So often I have a case where a 35-year-old walks in and says he wants a retirement annuity, and can I do that for him? And I normally say, let's take a step backwards. You've heard that a retirement annuity is a good investment, but let's have a look at your entire situation. And you might find that the client wants to emigrate in 5 years' time, which would then mean that a retirement annuity would then get a tax deduction now, but once he emigrates, he'd have to wait 3 to 5 years before he can get the money to wherever he's going to. So it might not be the right investment. So we take a step back, we say, explain your entire situation to me. And often it's a case of, it might take 4 weeks, 8 weeks, 6 months or so. Sometimes it is for very complex, but that's a good riff. Often it does take an extended amount of time just to find out the situation. So now often families need to think about their family, the educating the next generation of family, of family members, and think about things like if you have a young family in Belito, you might need to start thinking about high school, where do the kids go for high school, and then university as well, and you can make provision for that. And so it's not a case of just looking at products as to which products you're going to go into. You're going to start with a financial plan, a decent plan. 20 years ago, Old Mutual had an advert saying that it all starts with the plan. Uh-huh. So you need a decent plan. And you need to go.
I wanted to ask you about flexibility, because people, obviously we would like to know what the future holds, but we very seldom do, and things change. So if one has set a course and suddenly things change, how flexible are you in terms of being able to adjust and clearly if one is planning to emigrate, that's one thing, but you may not be, and you take out a retirement annuity and off you go down the line, suddenly things change, you need to emigrate, now what do you do?
Okay, Dave, so the plan is initially a plan that gets adjusted all the time. It's a dynamic plan, and as situations change, then you change the plan as well. So in that scenario that you mentioned, you make provision for, if you consider yourself as a potential emigre, then you plan accordingly. But that might change, and often it does change. Often you say, South Africa, the winters in Belito are fantastic. I don't really want to go to Ireland or to the UK because it's too cold. I want to stay here, and I want my family to be here. And that's great. So in terms of that scenario, we'd have a look at offshore investments for the client so that the money is really offshore. But offshore investments you can always bring back to South Africa. You apply for permission, or you get an asset swap. You take the money offshore. You then invest the money, but you can always bring it back if you need. If the plans change, you have to change accordingly. So that's why we have annual reviews, and often clients have more than once a year, 6 months, every 3 months. Some clients are phoning me all the time just to get advice on what to do. So the plan does change over time.
And I would imagine a huge amount of requirement, or certainly desire, on the part of many South Africans trying to desperately protect their fast diminishing assets, is to keep it out of the hands of the receiver of revenue. Legally, because there, I know there are quite a few scams around that will tell you we can save, but it's illegal, and if you get caught, there are problems.
Yes, Dave, so you should be minimizing your tax. Every single person, including yourself and myself, should be minimizing, not evading tax. That's a different story completely. And with my accounting background, my accounting qualification, I'm thinking about tax and performance all the time. As I said earlier, those are only two components to a wealth plan, but tax should be reduced all the time. So if you're an older taxpayer or an older person, you might be going on pension, you have to plan for that. How are you going to get the saving that you've saved for your entire life? How are you going to get that back into your hands to live off for the next 25 years? So there are various ways of doing that. So you want to do that in the most tax-efficient way. So that might be, for example, first taking out of endowment to set up 20 years before and tax-free savings account. You first take out of there and you take a minimal amount out of your compulsory savings account so that you can reduce the tax on that. So if you're taking 10 or 20,000, you'd pay a small amount of tax. If you're taking 100,000 a month, you'd hit the 45% tax rate. So you just have to plan very carefully as to your monthly income going forward. And it doesn't just apply to old people, it applies to younger professional saving as well. They can reduce their tax with retirement annuities. But as I said, we have to have a look at the holistic plan. We can't just sell product. We just need to consider the client's situation, his family situation, how the next generation are going to take over the money. Do we need trusts? Do we need offshore trusts? That kind of thing.
And the laws change, or certainly advantages change often. Trusts were the thing a while back, then suddenly they became quite onerous for whatever reason. I'm not in a position to elaborate because I don't understand these things, but you do. And they do change all the time, don't they?
Correct. So in South Africa, trusts are taxed quite heavily at the moment, but there is a small loophole in that you can pass the income and the capital to the beneficiaries, called the conduit principle. So you can use that. And the reason facetiously why that's in place is that many senior government ministers have got trusts of their own, so they can't, they don't want to change that legislation.
Of course.
So offshore trusts, I always say if you have a trust for the right reason, then you should be using it. So offshore trusts are very expensive. So you're going to pay initially about £5,000 per annum, somewhere around there, or $5,000 if it's a US dollar trust, plus all the work that they do on your behalf. So it's a very expensive exercise. So you need to have sufficient capital in there. So you're talking about probably 3 to 5 million rand in there to start off with. And if it's for the right reason, then it's a good thing. That's the right reason might be our kids are emigrating, next generation. They want to go to Harvard University or any other university. So we're just saving for that, for their education, for their future well-being, that kind of thing. So, yeah. So high net worth clients, trusts are a good thing. But a trust for the sake of the trust, I had a client that I came across, he had 40 different trusts. And the reason for that was he was trying to minimize tax. So that reduction from 40 to 2 trusts was the right thing to do, because you're paying every single trust, you're paying admin fees, you're paying the trustees, you're paying the auditors, you're paying the bankers, you're paying everything. So often trusts aren't a good idea. So 30, 40 years ago, so how long ago is that? The 2000s, we used to have offshore trustees coming into South Africa. So men in black suits with red ties used to come and persuade our clients to take our trusts. Mm. In Guernsey, Jersey, Mauritius, and so on. But now they're stuck with them. So often it's a good idea just to close those trusts off because they aren't doing anything.
So things change constantly. That's why it's important that, and it's not just, I would imagine, the super high net worth individuals that benefit from your services. The ordinary average Joe that is trying desperately to stay ahead. These are also, you have structures and opportunities for ordinary people to look after their wealth or their finance.
Yeah, correct. So a young person in their 20s, first job, it's an exceptionally good idea for them to have a tax-free savings account. So lots of admin on our side, but it's absolutely the right thing. So if you save, say, 2,000 rand a month, 1,000 rand a month into that, in 10 years' time, that's going to be quite a nice capital amount. So say between 300,000 and 500,000, depending on how well we can do. And
embracing compound interest, for
yes,
example?
Yes, yeah, compound interest, growth, growth in share portfolios, whatever. But the important part is if you have, say, a 500,000 lump sum to put down on a house, you're not going to pay capital gains tax on that. And in the meantime, you haven't been paying tax on the interest and any income within the portfolio. So it's a good idea for everybody. So a lot of the clients, They set up tax-free savings for the kids. I've done the same thing. So that's when they're at school, you're saving on their behalf. But then later on, they start saving on their own behalf. But then they've got a head start as well. That's a very good idea to do that. So we're not just talking about planning for ultra high net worth and high net worth. We're talking about planning for everybody.
That's often the barrier, you know, listening to a conversation like this. If you happen to be just comfortable, you know, ordinary, as we like to call ourselves, and you think, oh, no, I can't go along to a professional because they'll laugh at my, I don't have millions to invest. With. But that's not really the point, is it? You don't have to have millions. You just need to be canny about what you're doing.
Yes, Dave, correct. So often they're concerned about the fees, but there is an ongoing fee paid to wealth managers like myself, which is usually less than 1%, but then there's a fee paid to a platform and there's a fee paid to the asset managers as well. So those are three fees, but if you add them up and you consider the tax savings, you consider the performance that you get, some of our share portfolios, offshore ones, did 27% last year, the one that I manage. And if you take 27% and you're paying 2% in fees, you're still 25% up. So it's
which is way better than you're going to do on your own, or hell of a lot better than if you're leaving your money in the bank.
Leaving your money in the bank, you get 8%, but then you're paying up to 45% in tax anyway. Oh. So you just it's opportunity cost as well, because you look back, you say, hey, it was a good year for South African shares. In fact, a good year for all shares around the world, especially European shares. It was a good year. I dipped out because I only got 9%, but the portfolio of quality shares got 27%.
Oh, well, there you have it, folks. If you're in a situation where you're concerned about or just interested in how you can maximize your investment potential or how you can protect your assets, or just generally speaking, if you need to identify whether what you are doing and what you have is going to be sufficient to keep you going into the future, maybe a good idea to give my special guest, Sean Fouchier from PSG Wealth and Insure, a ring, because he's a lovely guy to deal with and very sympathetic as well. It won't make you feel like the poor auntie or uncle coming in with nothing, you know. Everyone, I think, has an opportunity to benefit from the fact that there is a really fabulous investment advisor in our community, and you'll find him at PSG Wealth and Insure, along with his colleagues. There are many good names to the names you can trust, by the way. PSG Wealth and Insure. Sean, thanks so much for joining me on the morning show.
Thank you, Dave.
I look forward to continuing the conversation.
Thank you.
And the morning show continues.